Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
All right, everybody, get your heads right on a Monday morning. Ben and Woods, we're back at it, live from the Entercom Empire Studio. Hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. I am Woodsy. I'm half of the Ben and Woods program. I always say half. Well, I'm really a third. Three heartbeats in here. One of those heartbeats is not here yet. He will be in shortly. That's Ben. One of my other heartbeats, my appendage, is the great Paul P.T. Reindl, our executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good.
Good weekend. Wasn't sure how I was going to feel heading back to Monday at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
But, hey, we're here.
Well, you don't feel great now, but you'll feel good at 9:04.
Oh, yeah.
Because last week, I'll tell you what, with the playoffs going on, we moved 6 to 10 live and local all day, which is great. It's great for the radio station. It F's up my schedule, though. It absolutely, I'm toast. My wife gets up so early. She gets up at 2:30 regardless, which is still just, it's mind-boggling to me. 9 months pregnant, still up at 2:30. It never changes. She's a creature of habit. So it doesn't matter if once she's up, I'm up. You know, it's not like I can sleep, you know, an extra hour or so. So I'm up anyway. So I tell you, man, getting in at 6 was fine. Getting off at 10, I was like, what is this, noon, 3? Like, this
throws
sucks.
Everything
I felt,
off.
I felt like I lost my whole afternoon. I looked up and like, oh, my God, it's 3. I got to pick this kid up from school in an hour. I'm like, where'd my whole day go? So, when we signed here at 97.3 The Fan, they beat it into our heads that we're doing 5 to 9, and we fought and fought and fought and fought and fought. I said, dude, no way. Who starts at 5? Nobody's up. Well, it turns out we've got a pretty big 5 a.m. audience.
A lot of you out there.
And they've gotten used to us being here at 5.
They get very mad when we're not there.
They do. And eventually we got used to being here at 5. And when they move it to 6, yeah, it just that extra. I'd rather have the extra hour. I'd rather end early than start late. Now that I'm used to it, I'm used to the 5 a.m. hour. So it throws everything into a tizzy. Ben starts rolling in at 6:03. I'm like, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here for another half an hour. Like, it just throws everything off. So this is the way that we've done our show. And for now, this is the way it's going to continue. I hear rumors, Paulie, that, you know, someday maybe we'll be 6 to 10. But I, you know, for now, I'm happy with the five to nine. I hope everybody had a great weekend. It was Friday night. I was watching the Yankees and the Rays, and my beloved Padres knocked out the night before. So I said, well, you know, I grew up a Yankee fan. All right, we got Gerrit Cole on the bump. Feeling pretty good about, you know, going in and beating the heavily favored Rays. And I say heavily favored because they were the one seed. The Yankees, I believe, are the 4 seed. That was one of the better games that you will ever see in Major League Baseball. Gerrit Cole, Tyler Glasnow, back and forth. Judge hits an early home run. And then the baseball gods strike. I'm sure we're going to talk about that game today. But I'll tell you, man, watching that game, when it ended, I was like, wow, that's been a rough 24 hours. It was a rough 24 hours.
I was wondering how you were doing.
You know, I was fine, dude. I was fine. I didn't watch much Yankees baseball this year. I watched some, you know, I watched at the beginning, and then they all got hurt again, which they do every single year. And then it's like watching a AAA team. You know, really, you're like, I've never heard of these guys. I have no idea who these dudes are.
Yeah.
And it's not like the Padres where they bring up somebody and he's some young stud that you've been looking forward to seeing for 3 years and like all you do is hear about it. They bring up these guys, you're like, what? This guy's like 38 years old. He's a journeyman catcher, you know? So it was weird, man. So it didn't sting as badly as I thought it would. Yeah, is it awesome to have a team that you root for playing in the playoffs? Yes. Did you want, as a Yankee fan, to watch the Yankees take on the Astros? Yes. There's revenge. You know, there's the revenge factor of those two teams. So I thought that would have been good. But I'll tell you what, man, you have to tip your hat to the Tampa Bay Rays. They've been incredible, and they've got just power arms in their bullpen. Kevin Cash, can't stand him. Great manager. And I'm telling you, man, so then I told my wife yesterday, I said, you know, it's going to be awesome to actually sit. And I've said this before, once your teams are out of it, if you love baseball, like I love baseball, there's a sense of relief.
Yes.
Because watching the games is torture. It's hell. It's not fun. There's nothing fun about watching playoff baseball. If one of the teams you love is in it, you're sick to your stomach the whole game. You're a wreck. It's awful. Once they get knocked out, you're like, all right, let's see these guys kick the crap out of each other and not, you know, have my heart broken. So I did watch some baseball last night, and that was pretty sweet, watching the Rays beat the Astros. It was amazing. So looking forward to the rest of that series. You've got the NLCS that starts today. You got two baseball games today, which means it's going to be a great Monday anytime there's baseball. So we're going to be talking about all these games this week. Talking a little football today as well. Just catch up, man. How was the weekend, Paulie? What'd you guys do?
Weekend was good. We just kind of laid low for the most part. Sister-in-law was in town for the week. She left last night. So
where's she live?
She lives in L.A.
L.A., okay.
But she got a week off from work, came down, hung out. So it was good to see her. I think we're going to get back into our routine now, back into our schedule, because when you have someone there for the week, it kind of throws things off.
Yeah.
We were eating out more than we normally do. You know, not really doing what we normally, our typical schedule. So we're going to get back to that this week. Other than that, golf on Friday was great, dude.
Was it great? Because it seemed like it was awful to me, because we played Steel Canyon, me and Paulie and our buddy Chill Myers and our buddy Sam. And, dude.
Well, here's the thing. It was awful.
It was awful.
Really hard.
It was so hard.
There's no such thing as a bad day on the golf course. Really.
You're right. It was a lovely day.
A bad day on the course. We could have shot 20 strokes more than we did, and it still would have been better than anything else we would have been doing.
That's true. It was a nice day, too. It was a little bit warm, but it was okay. It was manageable. Steel Canyon's one of the hardest courses I've ever played in my life. Literally. And
it was not easy.
It was a banger, man. And we
I lost a lot of golf balls.
Dude, I probably lost 12 balls. I'm not kidding. I mean, you hit it a little bit off the fairway. You're like, I have no idea. I'm not going to spend 40 minutes on this ball.
That is in a canyon somewhere.
Yeah.
It is gone.
But we did have a great time. The Bogey Brotherhood is this unofficial group we started on Fridays. We just play golf on Fridays. And, you know, look, if you want to, I mean, I'd like to get to the point, man, where there's like, I'd love to get to the point where there's like 30 people out there, just all our tee times, just back to back to back to back, and just all out there together. I think that'd be rad.
Just load up an entire course.
Yeah, load up an entire course. So I think we can get to that point, man. People love to play. Fridays, we're lucky. We're off work early. We can go play. But it was really, really challenging. So then you talk about eating out, which means you're not cooking as much at home. Well, let me just tell you that I did some attempting to cook at home this weekend. I was much like yourself. We've been packing. We've been moving. I've been eating pizza, and I've been eating takeout, and I've been eating garbage for a couple of weeks. My wife she's 9 months pregnant, and she's in this weird thing where she just doesn't want to eat because it gives her, like, severe heartburn and vomit. She'll vomit sometimes. So she's not real keen. She's like, I don't really care. My son doesn't eat dinner. He just doesn't eat dinner. He eats like a packet, or he won't eat. It's a nightmare in my home. But I, through my friends at B&B Appliance, they got me a great deal on a new Traeger grill.
Looked awesome.
It looks great, right? Got it delivered last week. I sat there and stared at it for an entire week. And then on Saturday, decided to fire it up for the first time. And I've heard over and over and over and over, you got to be a total dip-ass to F up food on a Traeger grill. Okay, great. Well, this
now,
sounds perfect
why
for
is
me.
That?
I don't know.
But you could F up food on any other grill, right?
Right. Everybody says, oh, man, you got the Traeger? Oh, dude, you're loving life. You cannot mess up food. It's impossible to mess up food on a Traeger grill. It's impossible. Ray Charles could make perfect food on a Traeger grill. All you have to do, put it in, set it, hit the button, walk away. You come back, it's done. Okay, no problem. So I get the Traeger. Well, there's a whole process I didn't know about first. It's called seasoning your grill. You have to run it for basically an hour with the wood chips and let it season it. All right, great.
Every time?
No, just the first time.
Okay.
So I did that. And then I put some very expensive chicken kebabs on the grill. I looked up the recipe. I set the temperature, did the whole thing. Put them in there, closed the thing, walked back, said, okay, isn't this great? Made some rice as a side, and I made some corn on the cob as a side. That was our dinner Saturday night. So the rice is done. The corn on the cob is boiled perfectly. It's cooling. I go out when the timer goes off, and I lift up the Traeger grill, and I go, oh, here's those kebabs. And I take the probe that they give you, the meat probe.
Oh, yeah.
And I plug it in, and I put it into the chicken. 165. Oh, yeah, it's maybe even a little overdone. I pull the probe out, take the meat, take it inside, pull it off the skewers onto a plate so it's giant chunks of chicken with onions and bell peppers and tomatoes. It's going to be delicious.
Sounds great. I'm
because
hungry.
It was cooked on the Traeger, and you cannot mess up anything on the Traeger. Sit down, take a bite, and it's raw. Half of it's raw, half of it's rubber. And I flipped out. I'm not going to lie. I flipped out. I mean, the kebabs were way, like we spent way too much money on meat.
So is your meat thermometer broken?
I don't know. No,
did
I think
you,
I'm.
Did you only plug it into one?
Nope. I think I may have just tested one piece of chicken. I didn't know I had to probe every single piece of chicken. So I looked at my wife. She goes, well, just put it back on. I go, I've already shut the grill down. She's like, just turn it on again. I'm like, it's not that simple. It's not like the fire's still going. I can just throw it back on the grill. It's a whole process with this thing. So I threw it away. I basically wasted like $40 worth of chicken and veggies. Dude, it was brutal. So for dinner that night, I had like 3 spoonfuls of rice and 1 cob of corn. That was my meal. And I was so mad that I was the one person to screw up food on a Traeger. And I got to thinking about it, did a little more research and reading. And it turned, I think what happened was the chicken, the parts of the chicken were like the size of a softball. So they were too big. I should have smaller skewers, right? So I think that was the issue there.
Huh.
So I was like, I was so domed out by ever using this thing. I'm like, it's expensive. It was an expensive grill. Like, I spent a good amount of money on this grill because it was idiot-proof. And I was like, I'm never using it again. I told my wife, I go, if you want food on the grill, then you learn how to make it. Because clearly, I have no idea what I'm doing. So then she goes, just try it again, one more time. And she really wanted salmon. Everybody knows how I feel about salmon.
So you're off the skewers now.
So I'm never doing skewers again. Skewers, they're never happening.
And this is still Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah. So Saturday's done.
Did you already have the salmon? You have to go get the salmon.
No, so this Sunday night dinner was salmon.
Okay.
Oh, I just ate, like I said, I ate rice and a cob of corn for dinner. That's what I ate. And I was so pissed. So pissed. Well, Sunday came around. And listen, I know I make a big deal about salmon. I think salmon's pretty hideous. And mostly because I've never been able to cook it. It tastes okay if it's done in the right way in a restaurant.
Yeah.
But I've never cooked it well. Every time we eat it, she's never cooked it well. It never works out. So I said, I'm done with salmon. It's not good enough to have a 50-50 shot every time you sit down to eat it. So I get the salmon yesterday. I read 350 for 30 minutes. Okay, fine. Put it in there. Make some asparagus. Yeah, put it in there. Turns out delicious. Freaking delicious. So I'm all the way back on the Traeger's nuts at this point. I'm back in. I crushed it. If it can make salmon taste good, then it's fine by me. And it really was delicious salmon. So
we're calling user error.
Yeah, it was user error. Yeah, it was. Kebabs are a pain in the ass if you cook them on a gas grill, if you cook them on charcoal. They just suck. Kebabs are terrible to cook.
I'll just be the first one to say it. I could go without kebabs.
You know what, man? Paulie, I'll just cook some chicken breasts, then I'll chop some onions and some bell pepper, and I'll just mix it all together. How about that?
Yeah.
Do you really need the stick in there? I'm over it. But I'm not going to say I mastered this Traeger at all, because it was still very intimidating for me yesterday working that salmon. But
well,
I would like
to give you props. That's not easy to admit as a man.
No, it's not. It's not.
Say you don't know how to grill something.
Well, I don't know how to Traeger something. I'm decent on a grill. This guy says, why did you not just finish the chicken in the oven? Because I was pissed, Matt, if you want to know the answer. I'm a giant baby. And at that point, I mean, we'd already eaten our rice. We'd already eaten our corn on the cob.
Yeah.
It's over.
Like, you're just going to chalk this
one
up.
Yeah, I'm just chalking up to a loss.
Yeah.
Like, and then I got to preheat the oven for 20 minutes, then throw that in for 350 for another 20 minutes. 9 o'clock before we sit down for dinner, I'll pass. I was pissed. It was raw, and half of it was rubbery. So which ones? Which ones do I put in there? The whole thing was just a nightmare. It was a nightmare. So that was my first experience with the Traeger. I bounced back a little bit yesterday. Got some chicken breasts for today. See how those go. Those should not be too difficult, I would imagine. Just straight up chicken breasts.
That's what we're doing this week. We're going to the grocery store, getting a bunch of chicken.
Yeah, but get some broccoli. You know,
heat up this week.
Get healthy.
Perfect for some barbecuing.
It's exactly right. So that was my adventures in Traeger. It won't be the last, I can promise you, with this thing in my backyard. And I did. I just stared out the window at it for about a week before I had the balls to open the manual and go out and use it. Because, again, you throw some Kingsford in, or you know, a little lighter fluid, or you crank up the gas grill, dude, I'll cook you up something real good. But this thing, it plugs in. There's chips. There's all kinds of stuff going on with it. There's got Wi-Fi on it. Like, it's a whole ordeal. At any rate, Ben will be in shortly. We will catch up with you guys. We'll talk some sports. We'll talk everything else. See how Ben's weekend went. And just have a nice, relaxed, fun, calm Monday. Before we do that, let's get our first check of traffic with Vicky Pepper. Filling in for Kelly Danick right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.